At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Good morning. All flights to and from La Palma were cancelled due to ash from the Cumbre Vieja volcano over the weekend. 20 national flights were cancelled on Saturday. Air travel to the archipelago has been regularly affected since the volcano erupted on September the 19th for the first time in 50 years. Provisional damage was estimated on Friday at nearly 900 million euros. During a visit on both Friday and Saturday, Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez announced new aid for the economy and infrastructure of the island, which depends in particular on tourism and banana cultivation. Scientists have said the latest eruption could last up to 3 months. Earlier this month, residents were questioning where financial aid promised by the Spanish government was. In October, the government pledged 225 million euros in aid, and by the start of November, some 21 million euros of that had been dispersed. Sanchez said at the time his administration would transfer a further 18.8 million euros for the agriculture and fishing industries, and 5 million euros to tackle the social aspect of the crisis. Authorities have issued an international health alert to try and locate a group of Dutch tourists who left a hotel where they were meant to isolate for 10 days after testing positive for coronavirus. A spokeswoman for the health department in Extremadura said 7 of the 9 tourists from the Netherlands who had tested positive for COVID-19 had simply disappeared. The central government's representative in the region told local media the police were searching for the tourists and that airports were on full alert in case they tried to leave the country. Meanwhile, a slight increase in new coronavirus infections has brought the 14-day contagion rate to over 100 new cases per 100,000 residents. The government announced plans to widen the use of booster shots to people over 60. And Volkswagen's Spanish division, SEAT, has recommended unvaccinated and vaccinated employees sit separately in the canteen at its plant just outside of Barcelona. The move, which involves having a separate section for workers who have not had a COVID-19 vaccine, has been in place for the past month, a SEAT spokesman said. The initiative is one of the first of its kind implemented here in Spain. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.